It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You watch it. So help me God, you'll be scrubbing urinals at the Burt Reynolds Theater.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Peace be with you.
Fine.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This gentleman that we're going to talk to right now stars in Stars. These are reality people, so it's weird to say Stars, but it's Ice Road Truckers. That's History Channel's hit show. Mm-hmm. The premiere is this Sunday at 9 p.m. He's been waiting a little while, so we're going to get right to Drew Sherwood. Drew, are you there? Hello? Hey, Drew?
There you are.
Hey, there you are. Where are we? Speaking to you from the Great White North, or are you back home again?
I'm back home, gorgeous sunshine, yeah.
Okay, good for you.
No frozen lakes, no snow to be seen.
Very good, Drew. You know, this. There's a trend. Reality shows, I thought, were getting almost burned out until they started tackling real guys and these jobs. And you've got, I put these shows in the same category. You've got Deadliest Catch, you've got Axemen, and you've got Ice Road Truckers. And what they're doing, you know, they take the cameras out, if you've never seen this show, and they follow these guys that have these amazingly difficult and dirty jobs and very, very dangerous jobs. And it's fascinating. I love it. I could watch you guys do this all the time. Because you just never know. And my first question, because I did watch last year's season, what pissed you off last year, Drew? You got all mad and you kind of bailed out early.
Yeah, I can do it in one word. Hugh.
Hugh, yes, Hugh is another guy. Hugh is not only an Ice Road Trucker, but he's a guy that owns some of the trucks, so you were kind of working for him, right?
Kind of working for him. That's how you'd say it. Yeah,
kind of working for him.
When I got a chance to drive a truck that worked, yes, then I guess I worked for Hugh.
Now that is the issue, yeah. And he was concerned about that and decided enough is that you were a rookie. Prior to last year, what kind of work were you doing before you decided to tackle this thing?
I drive truck for a living.
So you're a regular trucker, and
here, just a second.
Oh, there's so you're on regular now? Are you on? You're on land, obviously, right now.
God, I hope so.
So do we.
Good funny question. Guy.
Where I live, the water's not frozen, so yeah.
So
now, where do you live in the summer months?
You mean the rest of the year when I'm not up there for the 2 months?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I live in a place called Kelowna, British Columbia.
Okay, so you're up in the Great White North anyway, and then you just got
not at all. I live in a desert.
You live in a desert.
I'm serious.
There's not a desert in British Columbia.
We have tumbleweeds. We have rattlesnakes. We have cactus. We are Canada's only desert.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
I never knew that.
No, I'm not.
Please to explain Canada's only desert. I had no idea there was a desert in Canada.
Yeah.
It's a cold desert, though, right?
Only in a couple of months in the winter, and it's nothing like what I was working in up there, no.
How long have you had this secret desert?
Here is 3 below.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, that's cold.
So, our lakes don't freeze in the valley here.
How did you become aware of... you're a handful, Drew Sherwood. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is going to be a fun interview. I wish I was drinking already.
It's almost that time for me, too, but it's still got to finish my work day.
Yes, sir. It's 5 drink 30. That's what I like to call it. Drew,
I just say it's drink 30 somewhere.
It's drink 30 somewhere. That's the proper way of saying it. Drew, how did you get involved with the job in the first place? Is it known in the town that you're in, or is it known around Canada that these jobs exist? How did you become an Ice Road Trucker?
I was driving truck here in Kelowna, and at that time of the year is the slow months for the company I was working for, and I saw an ad and applied. Thought, what a neat idea.
So the ad...
to put on the resume.
Did the ad involve the TV connection, or was it just an ad to do Ice Road Trucking?
It was an ad from Hugh Rowland. It said, wanted Ice Road Drivers.
Drew, if you could, for the people that might not understand the whole concept of the show, why are there Ice Road Truckers? And please explain, the whole need for that, because there is an actual need for this, and they can't get the stuff where this is going. So that's the primary reason for it, right?
Yeah. Well, the northern part of Canada is what they call tundra, and there are thousands, if not probably millions, of little lakes all over up there. And there's communities that I don't even know why they would be put where they are, but they're there. And then there's diamond mines. And so...
Oh, that's right, diamond mines. I forgot about that.
Of course, during the summer months, it's nothing but water and what they call muskeg, right, when it's thawed. So in the winter, when it's frozen, they can build these roads. So you're driving, well, when we were in Yellowknife, you're driving approximately over 60 lakes.
60 lakes. And I'll ask you, how truly dangerous is this game?
It's not for the faint of heart.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It has its dangers. You got to be smart. You got to play it smart. I mean, it's common sense. It's like driving down the I-5 or the local interstate. You know, you want to start playing games, you're probably going to lose.
Which do you fear more, breaking down or going through the ice?
Breaking through.
You know, because, I mean, you've got a couple of factors. Right. Obviously, the first thing people think of is, you know, the ice gets, you know, you get a warm spell and you go through the ice. But there's significant danger if you're out there and you break down and you're isolated, right?
Exactly. And I hate the cold.
Yeah.
And exposure.
Really,
you know, exposure's the...
And, I mean, like, the first time I went out on it, I was terrified. Right? And you try not to think about it. You really try not to think of what you're doing. Like, how the heck did you get yourself here?
Do you know of trucks or truckers who've fallen through the ice?
Not offhand myself, not personally. I haven't done it long enough. Hugh, I do believe, knows a few. It's not so much the truckers that are breaking through. It's the guys that build the roads when it's virgin ice and, you know, they haven't...
I wanted to ask you about that, just because really this is instructive. Even when you watch the show, if you're just jumping in, you're not always going to get this. We're not talking about just taking trucks out and, hey, you know, it's this temperature, the ice is fine, we're going to drive across. These roads actually have to be constructed, correct?
Correct. And, I mean, back in when this all started in the 50s and stuff, that's what they did. They hung a snowplow off the front of a truck and they drove.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they just winged it,
they
right?
They had a lot of issues with equipment breaking through. And
right.
Now, in you know, the technology we have in this century, they have ice profiling and radar and sonar and can check thicknesses and weak spots.
And they'll actually
around it.
And they'll map it out, right, exactly where the proper place is to put these roads at the maximum safe place, right?
And as the season progresses, the roads get beat up, so they'll move the road. They'll get it onto thicker ice, mm-hmm. or if there's an underwater spring that's warming it from the bottom up, they'll move it again.
Wow.
Like, now,
the road's a living, breathing thing, and every time you go over it, something's different about it, whether the cracks have gotten bigger or smaller or whether they've actually moved the road. So it's not like a highway trip where you do it 300 times and the curves are all in the same place.
When you say road, Drew, is it just that they're creating a path or they actually go out and there's some material that they use to actually build a road? And what do they use?
They build the road out of water. And what they actually do is they plow the banks up.
Mm-hmm.
So it acts almost like a berm, and then they come in and they flood it. And if you're on the outside of those banks, the ice is a lot thinner. But with the water being contained, they can freeze it like 6 inches at a time and they build it up to a thickness.
That's even scarier to me.
To get the weights up on it.
Has global warming, and I'm sure you get this question all the time, has that affected the job? You haven't been on the job, obviously, that long. But when you talk to your contemporaries, guys that are in the business who have been doing it for years, are they saying that it's getting warmer and warmer? Because you look at the polar ice caps and you say, hey, obviously, you know, we're losing ice cap there. You must be losing ice where you guys are.
Well, 3 years ago was the worst season they had. It was the shortest season for warmth. And then last year was the best season they had. So I don't know. You got to try to.
You know what? That is amazing. That is true. I never would have guessed that. And, you know, you have to pay attention because you do hear things go in cycles.
Cycles,
you know?
Absolutely.
And, but see, I've heard also.
I don't believe in global warming because I was up there in 62 below weather.
and you don't like the cold.
I think you're entitled, Drew. I really do.
You know, global warming? Not.
You'd probably be the main man that's entitled not to believe in that.
Drew, I've heard they used to drive trucks across parts of the Great Lakes. Does anybody do that anymore? Have you heard anything about that?
Don't know anything about that. I don't even think the Great Lakes freeze over anymore.
Yeah. Drew, I think they did it one time.
Drew, does doing
I've heard of Niagara Falls freezing.
Right.
Being an ice road trucker, does that pay a lot more than just being the kind of trucker you are right now?
Hazard pay?
Actually, I make about $2 an hour more at my regular job.
Oh, my God.
See, I think it'd be like those.
At least when you watch Deadliest Catch, those guys go out there for 6 weeks and they bring home the big payday if they do well. I had no idea it was just.
They do well, though.
They do very well. Is there, there's obviously a rivalry.
I came home owing money last year.
Wow.
What the hell is that about, Drew?
Well, with the broken down truck and having to stay in hotel rooms, and
well, you came down
road,
owing money.
You're having to buy your own meal.
I watched the show last year. You came home owing money because you quit. That's why you got mad at Hugh. That's why you owed money. Come on.
I'm starting to side with
Hugh. No. I came home mad because I'd been sitting in a hotel room for 14 days at $162 a day and Hugh refusing to pay the bill.
No,
network doesn't pay the bill or somebody else doesn't pay the bill? You have to pay your bill in the hotel?
I didn't get paid a red cent from the network last year.
What kind of? So we're not talking about that significant amount more money and being on the TV, they don't throw you a little bone. I mean, you're doing PR for them, so I would imagine there's a little money there, right?
Which year they threw us a bone.
Oh, that's cool. It's because the show is
a frozen bone.
I think what it was is the first season it was sort of
an experiment.
Discovered they didn't know what they were going to have on their hands. Mm-hmm. So,
is that why you came back, Drew?
They kept their money close to their vest.
Is that why you came back?
I came back to prove a point with Hugh saying that I was a 1-year ice road trucker and a has been.
Well, good luck.
Is Hugh your biggest rival on the show? And are there a lot of these rivalries with the ice road truckers? It seems like there are.
There's a lot of in-house friction, to put it politely.
Yes.
Oh, that's not good with ice.
And there's a lot of macho ego.
Right.
There's a lot of testosterone.
Are there bars, like, on either end where you guys can sort of get together before you're going to, you know, make your trip back? Because I would imagine you'd have to, you know, you'd get there, and if you didn't have to be, you know, making that turnaround immediately, maybe you might want to pop a few, you know?
Well, there's zero tolerance for alcohol on the roads.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm not talking about when you're driving.
No, we mean at the end.
You contrarian. I'm talking about the fact. I'm talking about, like, when you can go
finally
overnight.
Relax, yeah.
No. Like, when you went up to the diamond mines, there's no drinking up at the mines. This year, where we went out to the communities that we went out to in the drilling rigs, mm-hmm. they are dry communities.
Wow.
I'm beginning to feel very guilty.
The only downtime you have is when you're back in town.
You should be paid even more then.
What is the normal time frame from pickup to delivery?
For last year or this year?
I didn't know it changed, but either one. What's the average?
It all depends on what your destination is. You can be out as short as 14 hours. You can be gone as long as 36, depending on weather. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on where you're going.
And what equipment differences are there between an ice road trucker and what you're doing right now as a regular trucker, or are there any differences equipment-wise?
The equipment's the same. It's the preparation that's different. The fluids are, of course, tolerable for those kind of extreme temperatures. There's extra heaters on the trucks. Everybody seems to think that we're running, like, really aggressive, studded, really sticky winter tires, and that's not the case at all.
And do you have any training? I mean, is there any kind of training program when you're talking about the fact that, you know, you've got 1 minute before you you know, you die if you go into this water? Is there anything, any training that goes into this, that if you do all of a sudden feel the tires starting to go in, that you can do anything, or are you just you know, smile and say hello to your maker?
Well, I think it's pretty much smile and say hello to your maker, or at least get out of your truck.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, do you have, like, anything like a survival suit? I mean, do you have that?
No.
So it's not even like being out on the water.
No, you take heavy winter clothing and stuff with you, which to me is sort of a downfall, because if you go through the water wearing that stuff, it's going to take you down like a rock.
Right. And you have the exposure anyway.
We're not wearing life vests or those West Coast winter, like you see on Deadliest Catch, where they've got to get into them in a minute and a half. No, we don't have anything like that.
All right, well, we appreciate you talking to us. This is season 2 of the hit series that chronicles Arctic region, the history of the, I'm sorry, this is season 2 of hit series that chronicles history of Arctic region? Why does it say that?
I don't know, but it's...
I'm reading this right in front of me,
Drew. That is a mouthful.
I swear to God. That has nothing to do...
Season 2 of Ice Road
Truckers. No, hold on. Wait, stop.
Season 2 of Ice Road Truckers.
Season 2 of hit series that chronicles history of Arctic region.
Uh-huh.
This show doesn't do that. It doesn't chronicle the history of the Arctic region. You got to talk to your people over there, Drew. I swear to God.
That's what they told us.
It tells the story of Ice Road Truckers, you know, risking their lives going from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. And it's Sunday at 9 p.m. on the History Channel. And when we watch the whole season of season 2, will you finally show Hugh who the real man is, Drew?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you that.
All right, well, take care, and we've enjoyed talking to you.
Suffice it to say, let's say we all came home on the same plane.
Oh, very nice.
I guess that's good.
Maybe that's a happy ending. We'll have to wait and see.
Didn't crash.
Well, that is good.
We'll look for you all season long, and good luck with the premiere on Sunday at 9 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Thanks
nice
a lot.
To you guys.
Thanks, Drew. You take care of yourself and be safe. There he goes. That's Drew Sherwood. He is an ice road
trucker. You hope he goes through the ice, don't you?
All right, I got to read this to everybody. Seriously.
I see that.
This happens all the time.
PR people send this.
Dumb PR people.
Maids,
okay?
Jack.
History Channel's Ice Road Truckers returns with truckers attempting, I need a beer, to conquer new frontier.
Mm-hmm.
There's the problem. You know, when you start going into Tarzan speak.
It's a Frankenstein speak, yes.
It returns with truckers attempting to conquer new frontier 200 miles north of Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong.
Yes.
It shouldn't be done. And then it says season two
mm-hmm.
of hit series. Not the hit
not
series.
The
why?
Hit series,
why expend the energy
why
to
use
write
the
full
words.
Sentence?
Yes.
That chronicles history of Arctic region.
Not the Arctic region. Arctic region.
It is your job as executive producer.
Okay.
To go back and no, see, you blow
yeah.
it off. And people that do
I'm
what you do and
off.
What these PR people do, you blow it off because you don't think it's that important.
I do.
And when they write this down, history of Arctic region,
yeah.
it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Protect us from their sloppy work, Beth Ann.
Okay,
you can do it.
And also, Beth Ann put after premieres this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern time,
uh-huh.
and Beth Ann had to write in History Channel.
I did. Yeah.
Because
I did notice
they didn't.
That. Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
Very strange.
How much are they getting paid?
What would, seriously, as I know you, and Beth Ann's body language, her tone, and everything else is saying, Mike, you're making a big deal about this.
No.
But every now and then, I really like to spotlight it. What are the odds where we really could get an answer as to why it's zero, isn't it?
What?
There's no way you call this person back and go, hey, who wrote that? And why did they write it that way? Because you know why?
If you want to, I will.
No, you don't have to.
I will.
I'll tell you why. Because the fact is, the reason this was written this way
mm-hmm.
is because they get away with it. And they will get away with it.
They're allowed to, yes.
They're allowed to.
No one objects.
Nobody catches them. All right, Beth Ann?
Well, I'm going to catch them.
Good for you. Get them, Beth Ann. Get them.
Now, when you're not getting excited about the prospect of teachers betting six or seven of their students.
Yes!
I have to ask you about the dinner. Beth Ann's getting into her Friday mode. You ever notice
sort of
the tone?
A defensive mode?
What?
Yeah. What?
Jeez,
what?
Help!
What do you want?
What are you going to do with your dinner?
What dinner?
Oh, I will tell you that I went out to Fleming's the other night, mm-hmm. and the guy said he will offer $200 to you
mm-hmm.
to entertain a listener.
You know, a listener. I told you that.
You know what we mean.
All right, think about it. Hold on, Eric in Springfield. what do you have to offer to this ice road discussion?
I wanted to clear up for Beth Ann how they make those ice roads. You see, they plow snow off and then they send out the asphalt layers and they put the asphalt down.
You're making that up.
Yeah. Well,
come on, that was a good question.
It was.
Yeah,
well, he can say they build a road.
They put concrete.
Shut up, caller.
They put concrete,
hang
Eric. That's
him.
Good.
The answer was
can
good.
We give Eric a prize?
No.
Eric.
Well, I'll tell you what. We can give him season two of mid-series.
What they do is they pour the concrete.
Shut up. I know it wasn't concrete, but maybe it was some other type of material.
Hey, Mike.
Shut up.
Yes, I'm here for you, Eric. What can I do for you?
You know, and then when it gets a little slick, they send out the sand and salt.
It was a good.
I'm sorry.
I'm putting them on hold. Joe, give that guy a T-shirt. I swear to God. They put out the sand and salt trucks.
That is better. That is good.
That's even better.
Yeah.
I really like that. Let's go to Paul. Paul in Herndon, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Beth Ann?
Yes.
There's really only one solution. You're going to have to start getting in there pre-dawn and start checking that coffee.
If you started a little earlier.
8:30 in the morning's not enough. Isn't that right, Paul?
That's right.
That's a good call. Not as good as salt and sand, though. That's for sure.
That was a good question.
So serious.
You kept saying,
it's a good
build
answer.
A road. I thought, well, they can't be putting cement on
now,
that
now, I've
stuff.
Let you know about this situation. I have let you know about the dinner that was offered by my friend Brian over at Fleming's. It's $200.
Which is a lot of.
Oh,
food.
Sure. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
very nice.
That'll pay for your
fine meal.
Your, you know, at least through half of your appetizer. I'm kidding, Brian. I'm joking,
just
of course.
Joking.
Is it close to here?
It's over in Tyson's Corner.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, nice.
Wonderful,
yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Wonderful restaurant with fantastic people.
Super.
And I don't get anything for free. I go there. I spend my own money. I love it. I really do. I enjoy it. What about it? What do you want to do? You've obviously been thinking about it, and you haven't said anything to me off air.
I'm
so I figured
I'd take somebody I know. I'm not taking anybody I don't know.
You said you'd chosen someone today.
I decided this morning.
I am not sure whether that will be acceptable to Brian, but I could, you know. See, here's the deal. Yes, go ahead.
Isn't it,
Buzz Burbank, come over here.
Doesn't Brian just want to get Beth Ann into the restaurant? Isn't that really what this is about?
Isn't that really the point?
You know, I'd have to ask him. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really have no idea, but you haven't really thought about it? Who? Nobody? Not even a name?
Oh, she has somebody in mind.
I chose him this morning.
Who was it? Who you decided on?
I was walking into the building, and so was this gentleman.
Uh-huh. And that gentleman
Why does it have
is...
to be a coworker?
Because I know them.
Why can't it be somebody outside of the radio?
Because that's creepy, and I'm not doing it.
No, I'm not talking about a
listener.
I'm
going to go build roads in the Arctic before I go.
Don't forget the sand.
No, I'm thinking. I'm just like somebody that maybe was in your apartment building that said, "Hey,
I don't know anybody."
She doesn't
in my
know
apartment.
Anybody. All right, we can reject whoever she picks. So let's hear who
and
she's picked.
Will.
I agree. Okay, who is it?
You're going to be surprised.
Oh, not really. Go
no,
ahead.
No, because it'll be easily rejectable, and that won't surprise me at all. Who's it going to be?
He's single.
Yeah.
Just get
okay.
to
guy.
It.
Is it Sven Lloyd?
No.
Who
he's
is
not
it?
Gay, I don't think.
All right. Uh-huh.
He's a little younger than me, but everybody
Now,
in
see, I like that.
Time to name names.
Okay. He has initials you know him by.
Oh, God.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Aren't you
going
to guess?
No!
No, you're
Who
going
is
to
it,
tell
for
us.
God's sake? I don't care that much.
Kevin.
BDK?
Yeah.
No. No, vetoed.
We'd have fun.
Vetoed. You have much more work to do on this.
It's a dignified restaurant. You can't take Kevin there.
All right. I guess that's all she hasn't put any thought into it. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly's a guy. He's from Maryland. Kelly, what can we do for you?
I just was going to tell Beth Ann, next time that guy calls, she should ask him if he has a cooler on the truck to keep his drinks cold.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, man.
That's quite enough. They're on you today.
All right.
They'd
all
I love, wonder why.
But they'd all love to take you to dinner.
They would. They would.
Coming up next, we will have the Hollywood hot sheet. Right?
I think, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, happy hour, sure. Whatever it is.
Am I right about that?
Our Friday get-together.
I'm doing the show, right? Yeah, it's the Hollywood hot sheet. And we will introduce our BYOB guest for Friday. And Buzz has his ice already.
A couple of ice.
We will start our BYOB Friday at the Hollywood hot sheet. And ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to get a lot funnier, even if we're not.
It's about time.
We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.